This is a Centene Corporation podcast, Tips for Healthy Eating. We all know it's important to eat healthy foods. It can be hard, though, to know what to eat, what could be not so healthy, and how to pick foods we can afford. Not everyone can shop at a natural food store, and organic foods cost a lot more. We'd like to give you some information on things you can do to eat healthier. The food pyramid we all learned in grade school has been updated. Now the five categories we need every day are grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meat and or beans. Remember the tip, eat five a day, which means five or more servings of colorful fruits and vegetables a day to stay fit and healthy. The more variety of colors a day, the healthier it is for you. All types of vegetables are good for you. They are full of vitamins and minerals that can help protect your health. Vegetables and fruit often have only a few calories and a high amount of fiber. They can be canned, frozen, or fresh. If you look for foods that are in their growing season, they may cost less money. Don't forget to look for local farmer markets in your area. These foods cost less and are fresher. To make it more fun to eat fruits and vegetables, and to get your kids to eat them too, you can steam or microwave them so they aren't too soggy. Season them with herbs or olive oil, or cut them up and have them ready for snack time. Stay away from sauces and high-calorie dips if you can. Some other ideas for getting your family to eat healthy are: add fruit to your breakfast cereal. Have fruit for dessert. Add diced vegetables to an omelet. Eat at least two vegetables with dinner. Add frozen vegetables to pizza or casseroles. Make a fun snack with grapes and banana slices on a stick. Grab a piece of fruit when you leave the house. Spread peanut butter on your whole wheat toast instead of butter and jam. Dip veggies in low-fat dip or yogurt. Grab a box of raisins for your kids and one for you. Have plain popcorn instead of junk food. Add a can of beans to your soup. It is helpful to read the labels on your food. It can look confusing, but once you know what you're looking for, you will find it's not too hard. Serving size is what one serving would be, not the whole package. If you can picture what a serving is, that helps. For example, one cup of cereal is the size of a fist. 3 ounces of meat is a deck of cards. One cup of pasta is a tennis ball. A half cup of brown rice is a baseball. Servings per container tells you how many serving sizes make up one package. Calories tell you how many calories are in one serving size, not the whole package. Nutrients tell how much salt or sodium, fats, trans are the worst, cholesterol, carbohydrates, which are fiber and sugar, and protein, which is good for you. The bottom part of the label shows all the vitamins in the serving size, like vitamin C, A, calcium, and iron. Ask your doctor about what foods to avoid if you have health problems. For example, people with high blood pressure should avoid foods with a lot of salt. People with diabetes should avoid foods with a lot of sugar. Take control of your health. Learn about healthy foods and encourage your family to eat well too. Remember, exercise and healthy food choices keep you and your family healthier and have more energy for the fun things in life. All information in this podcast is provided to you as general, educational information only, and is not intended as medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the counsel of your physician or healthcare provider who is familiar with your own unique needs and circumstances.